This is a review of the latest version of the movie Hellraiser. It's a series of films, the subject of which is how a man gets involved in the occult, gets involved with supernatural spirits. He seeks heaven. They end up bringing him a living hell. That's a pretty good synopsis of the situation. Now, it's relevant to today because so many people are, so to speak, seeking. They're seeking spiritual wisdom, supernatural wisdom. And we go to the vision of this as explained in the Quran. The Quran paints a world under an almighty God. And as part of that are creatures called the jinn, supernatural creatures who aren't necessarily all bad, but some of them are very bad, and none of them have the power of the almighty. But the jinn can play tricks with people and lead people to believe that they will get things and so on. So people go out there into the world of the supernatural vis-a-vis a Ouija board or whatever and make contact with the jinn. The problem is that the jinn are not very reliable. There's a larger picture here, see, as to why I set up the religion newsletter back in 1980 and the activities of World Future Fund in the realm of religion. In short, it is that there needs to be a kind of consumer reports for religion and spirituality. Now, in terms of the jinn and in terms of spirits, you should look at it like this. It's like telemarketing. Somebody rings you up with this wonderful promise, or better yet, a wonderful email that says that a long-lost top official of Abu Dhabi has just left you $40 million. Well, that sounds pretty good, right? Sounds pretty good. There's an old saying in our investigations of mail fraud, that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, religion and faith are ideas that are thousands of years old and have been studied by the greatest minds of history, philosophy, and religion. So, in planning out your life, are you going to really make plans on the basis of some kind of spirit that you think you're in touch with? I attended a leading, I guess you'd call New Age, supernatural, whatever convention years ago, and I went around and interviewed the leading psychics of Washington. Let's just say I wasn't very impressed that these people all claimed to be in touch with various spirits who, for some reason or another, were willing to tell people about the future, give people advice on their love and sex life, whatever. But who were these people? There seemed to be, I've done 1,000 job interviews. It seems like these spirits, if you ask me, would flunk an elemental background check. And I got no real specifics from these psychics and a good part of the people who were involved in the New Age and psychic movement, if not the majority, in my view, are idiots and charlatans who aren't in touch with anything other than their checkbooks and their desire to get their hands on yours, okay? So that's a basic issue here. But you need to think in terms of, we believe Islam is the greatest religion in history, the greatest revelation of truth in history. It doesn't mean you have to believe that. And what we mean is classical Islam, definitely not the Islam of Iran today and so on, or various intolerant forms of Islam. And we're not in this conversation going to set up a grading system for every Islamic government or system in the world, all of which have their own pluses and minuses. But the original concept of Islam that created the greatest religious revolution in history in the 7th century was a system of tolerance. It was a system replacing the intolerance, we might say, of Christianity. We're not saying it was utopia, but it was a system of social justice. So this was a constructive system. It was the greatest religious revolution in history. Islam has never been rolled back other than in Spain, and that was done by something known as the Spanish Inquisition. Not a very happy experience, and mass expulsions of both Muslims and Jews who didn't want to go along with the new Christian order. So we believe in the Quran is a revelation of truth, and that is the framework from which all this should be studied. There is the concept of Judgment Day throughout the religions of the world. There is the concept of an omniscient and omnipotent God through most of the religions of the world, even polytheistic religions. Many have the concept of a supreme God. And in the context of that, people receive rewards, punishments at Judgment Day. But it's not just a question of what happens after death. Religion, the activities of the Almighty, is an omnipresent force. It's an omnipresent force in people's lives. And there is the concept of how you make decisions and to be able to tap into the wisdom of the Almighty in doing that. Rationality is important, but rationality only goes so far. And in your life is a question of, shall we say, the fog of war. Rationality goes so far. Beyond that, you have to guess to make very important decisions in your life. So we will be discussing, have been, and will be discussing more about this. But for those of you out there exploring the supernatural, strongly advise you go see the new Hellraiser. It's a really a pretty good film, entertaining, regardless of whether you get the spiritual message or not, and have a concept of Consumer Reports as you explore the supernatural. Who are these people who are talking to you? What are their motivations? Why are they going to give you unlimited sex, money, whatever, cure of disease, and so on? We're not saying they're all bad, but be an aware consumer when it comes to the world of the supernatural. That's the point of this message.